Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, Israel is experiencing clear skies and pleasant temperatures. In Tel Aviv, a gentle breeze accompanies the sunshine. Meanwhile, Jerusalem enjoys a mild day with plenty of sun. Haifa shares in the warmth, making it a good day to be outdoors. As night falls, expect a comfortably warm evening across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Ynet, the IAEA will remove nuclear material from a secret Syrian site following a U.S.-Israel deal. This report just in. Also, Walla reports that secret talks within the Arab system could pose a threat to Israel despite ongoing peace efforts. Also this hour, Mariv notes the IAEA's expected action on Syria's Site 99 nuclear material following recent agreements. Separately, JNS discusses how Iran's demands, Gaza's disarmament, and a new Saudi pact are reshaping the Middle East. And finally, JTA reports on the NY Young Republican treasurer's appearance with the club president after a controversial suspension, alongside news of a former IDF soldier's tragic death in New York. From X, the latest. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, shared footage from October 7th. It shows Shayatet 13 commandos retaking the Sufa military outpost from Hamas militants. Balaz News reports that ICE has issued a detainer for Felipe Alvarado Hernandez. He is accused of a hit-and-run in Nashville that injured four people. Ynet Global reports the death of IDF lone soldier William Shaken, who struggled with PTSD after serving in Golani's 13th Battalion. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IAEA's action in Syria, Ynet reports that the agency plans to remove nuclear material from Site 99 in Syria. This follows an understanding between the U.S. and Israel. The site contains yellow cake and nuclear residue from Assad's era. The removal aims to prevent further escalation in the region and ensure nuclear safety. Turning to the secret talks in the Arab system, Walla reports that these discussions are occurring amid Washington's push for expanded peace agreements. Intelligence suggests these talks could undermine Israel's security. Israel remains vigilant, balancing diplomatic efforts with security needs. Meanwhile, Mariv highlights the same Syrian site issue. Their report delves into how the IAEA's planned removal of materials reflects broader diplomatic efforts. This action underscores the importance of international cooperation in addressing nuclear threats. On the reshaping Middle East dynamics, JNS notes that Iran's demands and Gaza's disarmament are influencing regional alliances. A new Saudi pact is also in play. These factors could shift the power balance and affect peace negotiations. Finally, the situation in New York. JTA reports on a controversial figure in the NY Young Republicans and the suicide of a former IDF soldier. Both stories highlight ongoing social and mental health challenges affecting communities. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reports that Rami Levy has opened a new pop-up shop featuring K-beauty products. This trend continues to captivate the younger generation in Israel. Separately, KeyTech reveals that Trax Founder's new venture has secured the NBA as its first customer. The company applies computer vision technology to enhance basketball experiences. And finally, Israel Hayom Business states that Bezeq will distribute 515 million shekels to shareholders. This follows a successful quarter, demonstrating the company's financial health. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 3 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.